we got up to test Amud Aleph about 8 lines from the top. Rav Huna Amar. What's the difference between Amar Rav Huna and Rav Huna Amar? Amar Rav Huna means a new story. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amar means he disagrees with somebody who preceded. Who said anything that he's disagreeing with? Having a Ba'idis and Ba'idis and Zipuris, and all of a sudden they disagree. So Rashi and Taisus and the Rif, they all say he disagreeing with the Hamoraim. There were 2 plot before. This was all a footnote. Everything from Daf Zayin till here is all a footnote. And we're continuing the conversation. Where is it? Zayin on the base, Taisus says. Rav Huna Ber de Reb Shua and Rav Papa de Leal Zayin on the base both said that Kol Milei Meitavu. Metaltalim, everything is Meitav. And Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna disagrees that it's not correct. He holds it, you don't say Kol Milei Meitavu. O Kesef or Meitav, the Torah gives you a choice. Kesef Yashuv Lebolov, it says by Bor, and it says Meitav by Shem Beregel, and we put everything all together. You have a choice, O Kesef or Meitav, and you can't give Subin. You have no right to give junkie Metaltalim. He doesn't believe in that. Kol Milei Meitavu. Freg de Gemara. But don't we have a brisa? Eisav Rab Nachman Rav Huna. How can you say you can't give junk? It says Adrash Yashav Rav Shav Kesel Afilu Subin. Even if you give junk, everything Mahach Maskin a bit of leisle. If he doesn't have kesh and he doesn't have meitav, he doesn't have kesh, does not meitav. So then all he has is the old bookcases, the old furniture, the old clothing that he all the junk around the house. So he can be yotze with that. Fake the Gemara. So you need a pasuk for that. If he doesn't have anything, he has no kesh, he has no meitav. Of course he can take anything. Gemara says, no, ma'u detema, sometimes you have such a din. That's what Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natam commenting. The end of the Tosis, Rav Huna Amar. So the last line in the Tosis refers you to Baba Metzia, Kuf Yotches. That next to the last daf in the end of Baba Metzia, Baba Metzia, I think, ends Kuf Yotches. So they both end. Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, I think they both end Kuf Yotches. Is that true? Yeah, I think they both end Kuf Yotches. So the last daf in Baba Metzia says that if someone, I had an employee, and I have to pay them the salary, and I don't have any cash to pay them, I have furniture, I have old clothing, I can't stick them with the furniture. The employee can tell me, you go sell your junk and you give me cash. I want to have cash. Or check, okay. Something like cash. Special then only by Schiris Poilim. That's a Rabbi Natam. This Rabbi Natam is in the Sefer Yosher. Rabbi Natam Ragulam, a Gibel Dinim Haim. That by the Schiris Poilim, the din is you have to pay Davke cash. You can't give. So one might have mistakenly thought, Ma'ud Etaim, or. One, over here, Agamar, 10 lines from the top. One might have mistakenly said, I mean, in lay, we can tell the mazik ziltrach is vin, but I see like kesev. He does not have kesh, he does not have meitav. All he has is junky metaltalim around the house. So one might have thought maybe it's the same thing as Chirus Pailam, that the mazik has to sell his old junk, his old furniture, his old clothing, and give kesh to the nizik. Kamash Malondo, that he doesn't have to, that's only a din in Schiris Poilim. It doesn't apply, just like there's a special din in Schiris Poilim, Biyom Etikun Schar. There's a special din only in Schiris Poilim. Elof HaMarseyas Namsha, a special din. So this din also, Zil Terachas Vin, Ba'aisi Zuzi, is only by Schiris Poilim, and it doesn't apply to Mazik. And if the Mazik does not have Kesef, does not have Meitav, so then you accept anything. So there's a machlekes over here. Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna is in disagreement with the other two. Rav Huna Ber de Reb Yeshua and Rav Papa. So how do you paskin? How do you paskin? Can you give junkie shabbe kesa because called me lemeitavu? They learn this up and off misdabid masachrit. You can bring it to another city and you will get people who are bite. So that's a machlekes. There have been a time in the Rif how you should paskin. So the Rif thinks we should paskin like Rav Papa, Rav Huna Ber de Reb Yeshua. That called me the Meitavu. Where is that in Taisvis? Upasak, Taisvis quotes Rav Alphus. That's the Rif. Upasak, Kirapar, Homer, Yeshua, Wash, Ain Basroi, Ilchasaka Basroi. They were later Amorim. Rabbi Natam Enesai became. Rabbi Natam disagrees. He thinks we should pass on like Rav Huna. He thinks the din is like Rav Huna, who disagrees. that you can only give junkie metaltalim, that there's idis beinus and ziburis and metaltalim also. If they're metaltalim that everyone would like to buy, we call it idis. If you have junkie metaltalim, secondhand clothing, secondhand furniture, all kinds of junky stuff, that's ziburis. You don't say kol mili metaltalim. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks we should pass like Rav Huna. Okay, machlokes. They both say the same pshat. The Rav Huna disagrees with the Amar. You just argue. How do you pass like Laloch? Okay. So that's Rav Huna. Now, Shaila, whether we pass like Rav Huna. Now starts a new Gemara. Amar Abasi. Another person. Amar Abasi. Ksafim harehim ke karka. Kesh has the same halachic status as karka. Lamai hilchista. What is he driving at? What does that mean? With respect to which din? If I should say linya metav, that if you're an adam, a mazik, and iske choftal rabas nazik, and can either pay metav or cash, hana de Rav Huna. So why does it say as if he says amar abasi anu din? You should say the chen amar abasi. He said the same as Rav Huna. Why didn't he say? So finally, the Gemara says four lines from the bottom of the Elamayah, Reim Kikarka, what is Rabasi driving at? It means Linya Meitav. So he said the same thing. Gemara said, you're right, Ema, you should correct the statement. We should have said, V'cheinam Rabasi. So at the end of the day, next to the second line from the bottom, it comes out that Rabasi just is in agreement with Rav Huna. He said the same thing. Okesef Ometav. All right. But first, the Gemara didn't realize that because they thought it's Amar Rabasi. They didn't have the correct version. The Chen Amar Abasi, he said the same as Rav Huna. So they want to know the Mai Hilchasa, what is he driving at? So should say the Chen Amar Abasi. How did Rav Huna? Ella must be the following case. Anu, here goes Choshe Mishpat. Anu case. What's the din? Shnei Achim Shechokel, the father died, and the father had borrowed money, he never paid back the money. The father dies, he leaves real estate, and he leaves money in the bank. So the brothers decide among themselves. One knows real estate and one knows investments. So he says, you'll take, and the real estate is worth a million and the cash in the bank is worth a million. So he says, I'll take the cash in the bank and you'll take the real estate. Right? Each one they made up. Then comes a Baal Chayiv. The father had money he never paid. That's a milvad bishtar. And he comes to collect. So we have a rule. It's a Gemara later. You can't collect from the Taltalim. You can only collect from Karko. So the Baal Chayiv comes and he takes away the Karka. Let's say, I got $1 million worth of Karka, and then take away $250,000 worth of Karka from me. And you got $1 million worth of cash. So they take away $250,000. The father had borrowed $250,000. So they take away the Karka. The Tashlume HaChayiv. So Rav Huna says, so Rav who's speaking, Rav Asi says, Ksofim arehem kikarka. What does it mean? Let's see again. Ella, the case must be like this. He's probably alluding to this case. Shnei achim. Shecholko, they divided the Yerusha from the father. Not lecha karka, lecha ksofim. He takes $1 million worth of karka, he takes $1 million worth of cash. Ubabacha minotol karka, because mentata liyasmei. So what's the din? Ksofim arem kikarka. Ozel hai, the one whose karka, whose $250,000 of karka was just taken away by the Malchayim, v'shokil palgo b'ksofim b'hadei. They took away from me $250,000, and really we should have both paid the debt. Except that you took the metaltalim and I took the karka. You took the metaltalim and I took the karka. But we both should share equally this. So since they took away $250,000, $250,000, so you have to reimburse me $125,000. You don't have any karka. So you make out a check, you give me cash. Ksof marem ke karka. Ozel hai, the brother whose karka was taken away, v'shokel palga, he takes half of the amount that was taken away. They took away $250,000, $250,000 of karka. So half of that, you should share with me. Half is my hefset, half is your hefset. So you should pay me $125,000. Fegemar pshita, isn't that obvious? It's elementary. Hi, brother, hi, labro. He's a son, he's not a son. Of course they should share equally. You don't need Rav Asi to discover America. That's so obvious. So it can't be that Rav Asi, that's what Rav Asi is saying. Every child would understand that. That's the Lishna Kama. It's such a pasha tadin, you don't need Rav Asi to say. Ika de'ami de Lishna Basra has it, ader rabbi le'irach gisam, that we don't think that is correct. We think the din is not true. Domale, the one who took the cash, tells the one who took the real estate, lehachi shakli k'safim, that's why I decided to take the cash. And I told you, you should take all the karka. Why? Each one runs a risk that the other one doesn't run. If you have cash, you're running a risk that a god may come and steal all your money. God can't steal karka. He can't walk off. The karka is attached to the ground. Karka is karka. So he said, each one of us took what they wanted to take. Each one runs a risk. That's why I decided I wanted the cash. If the cash will be stolen from me, you won't have to reimburse me. That's the risk that I run. And that's why you took karka. You ran a risk by taking karka. What's the risk? The mitzvah for if the karka will be taken away from you by the Balei Chayvos. Trifa means to be goyva, to collect the chayv. Shtar tirfa. When Bezer writes a shtar tirfa, they write that the loyva has karka, the loyva died, and the yorshim have karka, so we give you permission to take away the karka from the yisoyim. So he says, I ran a risk, I took the cash, I ran a risk that Ganav can steal the money, and I'll be out the money. And you run a risk that the Baal Chayv may come and take the karka from you. So just like if they would steal the money from me, I wouldn't expect you to reimburse me. So too, if the Baal Chayv collects the karka from you, the mitrafa, if he collects the karka, loy mishtal malach, midi minoy. I don't have to reimburse you from my money. Very
strange.
It's strange, no? It's not the same. Not the same. If a Ganav comes and he steals, the Ganav has not to do with the father. Ganav is a Ganav, but over here, the Baal Chayv comes from the father. And you got twice as much karka that you're entitled to because I took all the monies. So we divided the Yerusha together. So it's not a good mushal. Very strange. Usually we had before, there was a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra. Abai's din. What we have here, Omar Abai, the last 10 lines on the Avchesem base, Rovish Machas Hashem and Biachrayis, that he still retains, the Moicher, the Loiva, still retains a din, the status of a Baldin. Not only is he a Baldov, he's a Baldin. And then the Lish Nachrina was Ikadi Amri, 4 lines from the Bani. Ikadi Amri, another version, Afilu Shaloi Bachrayis. So there, all the Rishonim, the Chachmi Svara, they all paskin like the Lishna Basra, Aloha Kalishna Basra. And this Gemara, they don't paskin like the Lishna Basra. Why not? It doesn't make sense. Lishna Basra Shver Eloshin. What happened? That's usually the rule. Halacha Kalishna Basra. I don't know. Maybe they had a different girsa over here, something. But the Rishonim point out they had the Lishna Basra. But they say we don't paskin like the Lishna Basra. We paskin like the Lishna Kama. Lishna Basra is very difficult. So they think that if it's the case that we thought originally. Father died, and one son took karka, one son took metaltalim, and the Baal Chayv comes and he takes away $250,000 of karka. So of course, high brother, high labra. Of course, the other guy has to reimburse him. That's elementary. You don't need Rav Asi to tell you that. That's children will understand that on their own. That can't be. Ella, what is Rav Asi talking about? Ella must be the following case. He's talking about the case Lishnei Achim Shecholku. The father died, and the two brothers divided the Yerusha. I took $500,000 of karka. You took $500,000 of karka. Comes the Baal Chayv, and the father owed him $250,000. So he takes away. I took $500,000 of karka. He takes away half of my karka. $250,000 worth of karka. So Tesis and all the Rishonim ask, how can he do that? But the din is we have to share the chiyuv equally. Tesis quotes a Gemara from Yesh Neuchlin. The Tosis v'Toraf. So the Gemara has a case there. A man dies and he has a Bchor and he has a few children, Pshutim. The Bchor is born first, he's entitled to Pishnaim. Pishnaim does mean two-thirds. Pishnaim means you treat the Bchor as if he were two sons. So let's say if the man dies and he has 5 sons, so we act as if he had 6 sons, as if the Bchor is 2 sons. So he gets 2/6. If he has 10 sons, so we act as if there were 11, and the Bchor gets 2/11. However many children there are, the Bchor is considered as if, Pishnaim is as if he were 2 children, and he gets 2 shares. So the Gemara says that Pchor got his pishnaim, and each one of the other children got one share, and the Baal Chayiv, they owe the Baal Chayiv $500,000. So he takes from each child proportionately. He takes a little bit from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and whoever is the Pchor has to give pishnaim, because he got pishnaim b'Yerusha. So you see that everybody chips in. He has no right to take from one child the whole amount and then leave them in a mess. How are they going to be reimbursed? He has to take a little bit from each one. So how come over here he takes the whole amount from one? So Tosfos says, must be talking. What do you mean apoytiki? He singled out this particular karka. When the loiva borrowed the money from the malvin, he wrote a shtar halvoa. So he didn't just write kol nachas and mishibadim l'chayv zeh. Didn't just write everything in Meshubit. He said, and specifically Meshubit is this particular karka. See, even though usually we have a dinayin erfayman chasim Meshubadim and makam Meshiyesh b'nei Chorban, he can't take away from the lukuchas whenever the loiva still has assets. But if he made an apaytiki, then you can't take away from the lukuchas. And over here also, even though you can't take away the whole chayv from one of the children, if there are 10 children and each one got, and then one is a Pchor, so each one got 1/11th and Pchor got 2/11ths, so the Baal Chayiv has to collect one proportionally, 1/11th of the debt from each one of the children. He can't just walk over to one son and say, I want you to pay the whole amount. Unless one of the children got an apoytiki, the father, they didn't know the father owed money. Turns out the father owed money. And the father wrote in the shtar, all the manachos ma'mishubin, and particularly this sadeh. I give you the right to collect this sadeh. So since he singled it out, apoytiki is some kind of a Greek word. So the chachamim adopted certain Greek words, certain Greek and Latin words, and they gave them a Hebrew meaning. That's not the real meaning. They gave it the meaning, apotehekoi. You have the right to take away this sadeh. So you don't apply the rule of ein efrayim machos ma'mishubadim, Bakum Shej ben Echaim after Lakech bought the apoytiki. And this then also, you don't apply the rule like you have to share equally. All the children have to divide equally the chayiv of the father. If the Baal chayiv, if the mother has an apoytiki on what particular sada, he takes away that sada. So that's what we're talking about, such a case. That's what we're talking about. The two types of apoytiki. That's what the Maharam Lublin on the bottom of the Mashal points out. The Gemaras and Rishan like that. There's an apoytiki stam and apoytiki mefurish. Apoytiki stam means I write all of my nechosim ha'mshubed, and especially this particular factory, or especially this particular field, that you have the right to collect that field. So even if that's going to be mishubadim, and even if it's all the children divided the Yerusha because the loiva died, the malva has the right to take away that and let them figure out how they're going to negotiate later. He doesn't have to divide. He doesn't have to collect proportionally from each one of the children. So that's apotiki stam. Apotiki mefurish is when you're right. You only have a right to collect from this karka. You haven't the right to collect from other karka. So that's what Tosis points out at the end of the next Tosis. Where is it? Where the Motzil Tosis quotes, Perak ha-mekabal ba-metzia daf kuf yud. Mashmahasam, if you made an apoytiki, I lend you $500,000 for 5 years. And you write down your mishabe, all of your mishabe, your karkois, but you specify one kark and you say, Lehelech piran elamizeh. You only have a right to collect from that. So the Gemara says, when you made an apoytiki, the loiva is lamotza the saluki bezuzi. He cannot insist, I want to pay you the $500,000. I don't want you to take away the karka. The motzah the saluk and bezuzi. The mav has a right to take away the karka at the end of the 5 years, even against the wishes of the loivin. So Taisa said, that's only if it was an apaytiki mefurish. But an apaytiki stam, everybody agrees that it is motzah the saluk and bezuzi. So Taisa answers the theory between the Gemara. So our Gemara seems to be assuming motzah the saluk and bezuzi. The loivin, even though there was an apaytiki, and that's why the malva was able to collect the whole debt from one of the children, it doesn't have to collect proportionally from the both sons, because there was an apoytiki, but it's not an apoytiki mefurish. So therefore, our Gemara is motzeh l'saluki bezuzi. Would have had an apoytiki mefurish, but he says la'helat piran elamizeh, then the loiva cannot be mesalek bezuzi unless the malva agrees. Normally, the malva will want back the money. He won't want the karka. But if the malva insists, it's la'motzeh l'saluki bezuzi if it's an apoytiki mefurish. There are a lot of differences between apoytiki and apoytiki mefurish. Gemara's on the end of Bob Metzi over there. Different Gemaras. So we don't know yet pshat in Rabasi. So the first suggestion was the Bachov only took away the karka because mitalta the lasi la mishtab de la Bachov. So the one who took the cash has to reimburse him his share. Whereas that pshita, we don't accept this the lishna basra that the din is not true. We assume the din is so elementary that Rabasi didn't have to tell us that din. That we assume like the lishna kama that din is pshita. Ella, what's the second suggestion? What's he talking? How did that happen? The father left karka, one took one karka, one took the other karka. So how did it turn out the Bachov only collected from one of them? So he says, with an apotiki. Otherwise he has to take half and half. So what did Rav Asi say? Rav Asi says that ksofim hareheim ki karka. What do you mean ksofim hareheim ki karka? But the father didn't leave any money in the bank. He only left real estate. And we divided. I took care for the real estate, you took care. No, the maaser is like this. The Baal Chayv took one, so I have to reimburse you. Do I have to give you karka? Or can I pay you cash? Let's say the Baal Chayv took away $250,000. I have to reimburse you $125,000. Do I have to give you a piece of karka on $25,000? Was enough, I'll make out a check for $125,000. The Rav Asi says, ksofim harem ke karka, you have an option, either kesef or karka. As opposed to another Amor who says, opposed to Rav, who says, botla machloikes. Rav says, the whole chalukah is all over, we have to do the chalukah and the karka all over again. So the Gemara says, is that the case? Elo, is that the case? Shneach mishachok menot lecha karka. Yeah, Elo, what's again the case? Elo. Because it was an apotiki. And then Rav Asi says the other brother has to reimburse him. But he has the option, because he can either give him $125,000 worth of karka or make out a check. So Gemara says, we know Rav Asi said that already. Why does he have to say it again? It's a funny question. Not allowed to say the same thing twice. I say the same shurim every year. Just a different besichtas, I say, in a different order. Last year was on Daf Chof, and this year it's on Daf Beis. Last year, what was on Daf Gimel is going to be on Daf Kuf. What's wrong with Rav Asi? Said the same thing 2 years in a row. The Gemara has his tiny against Rav. In the late 1800s, there was the famous Hasidic Rebbe, the Radzina Rebbe. He's the one who put out Gemara on Mishnayis Taharis. He took all of Shas, he took all the Gemaras. It's not such a difficult thing. You look in the Masoret Shas. So he took all the Gemaras that relate to Mishnayos and Taharos and they put them in the Seder. So it looks like a Masechta. So he was the one who went to Italy. He lived in Poland. He went to Italy and he went to the aquarium and he decided what he thinks the Chalazin is and he made Tchelis. So he published Svarim about the Tchelis. He published the Masechta, the Gemara, and he published the Gemara on Seder Taharos, and he published about these famous for the Tchelis, and he's also printed a little thin little sefer. There's a Tshuvas HaGoyim that's only 15 lines long. Many Tshuvas HaGoyim, short. They don't go on pages and pages. So there's a Tshuvas HaGoyim. There are Esemili the Chasidusa of Rav. Rav had 10 Midas Chasidus, and then some of his Talmidim tried to emulate him. So one of the Midas Chasidus of Rav was, he never spoke Sicha B'Teila. He's very careful never to talk Sicha B'Teila. So the Radzina Rebbe writes over there, he shows from Gemaras, the Gemara will ask on Rav. Rav was very makbid on Sicha B'Teila. He wouldn't, when he gave a shiur also, he would say B'Kitzer. He would only say it once. Most people, when you give a shiur, explain it. You say it over five times, explain it again and again. You give another mashal. Rav would say it once and that's it. He felt that that's Sicha B'Teila, to say it over more than once. So the Gemara asks on Rav, V'amora Rav Chodazim, the Rav already said it, why did he say it a second time? Rav Asi didn't have the Esemila de Chasidusa of Rav. So this Gemara is a problem. The Gemara says, what do you need Rav Asi to say over here? V'amora Rav Asi Chodazim, he already said it. So he's not allowed to say it another time. Ksof Marenka Karka. The Gemara only had, that's how the Rebbe quotes earlier, Achredim and Rishonim, the Gemara will only ask him, Amar Rav Chadazim, not Rav, because he was so makben never to talk Sich B'Teila. But Rav Asi didn't have such a strict policy, never to talk. And the Gemara has a Masechah Shabbos, some guests came to Rav on Shabbos, There weren't enough chairs. I think it's in Perek HaLakelim. So he said, please bring a chair so Yankel can sit on the chair. So the Gemara asked, why did he say so Yankel should sit on the chair? Should have said, please bring a chair. What was it necessary to say? The Gemara says, no, they're inferring from the fact that he said the end of the sentence that Klisha Malachta Leheter is only Muta the Tzarech Gufo, not Muta the Tzarech Mekomo. Otherwise, why did he say Yankel should sit? He should have just said, please bring a chair. You see, he was Machmar on Klisha Malachta Leheter. Yeah, but this is only Rav, not Rav Asi. I don't know. So the Gemara asks, what do you need Rav Asi to say a statement here? Sofamer and Kikarka, he already said it. He said it explicitly. But here he didn't say what the context is. And there he said the whole context and the whole din, and he explained the way. The Itmar, we have that machloik, a three-way machloikus. What's the shayla? Achim shel chalko, babo chaminot, chalko shel echad mehem, because he had an apoitiki. Otherwise he should take equally from both of them. Yeah. It is a question, how many brothers are there here? So some of the Rishonim had a girsa, shlosha achim. And Tosis has a whole discussion, can it be shlosha achim? It doesn't really make a difference. It's going to be the same thing, shlosha achim, shnei achim. Okay, let's see. Achim shechalku, let's say, simple, the two brothers. And they divided the karka. How did that happen? He had an apoitiki. So the rule doesn't apply that he has to collect equal share from all of them. So Rav Amar Batla Machlek. The Rav says you have to draw lots all over again to divide the karka, because the karka that I took, the $500,000 worth of karka that I took, wasn't affected at all by the Bachov. He had an apoitiki on your half. That's not fair, so we have to draw lots all over again. But the machlokes, we draw lots all over, and because we originally, the father left the karka worth $1 million, so we thought, you'll take a karka $500,000 and $500,000. Shove it, bishove it. It's not shove it, bishove it. They didn't know. One of the karkos had an apotiki, the other one didn't have an apotiki, so it's not shove it, bishove it. The one that had an apotiki wasn't as valuable as the other one. The other one didn't have an apotiki, so it's but the machlokes, the whole chaluka. Machlokes does mean an argument. The chalukah, they made a chalukah sayorshim. The chalukah is bottom of Utah because it was based on a mistake. They thought that the two halves of the field are each shove $500,000. It's not true. One was worth much more than the other because that had an appointment to give this one. Didn't. The bottle machlokes. Ushmolam avita. Vita means that he was moichel. It's self understood. We made a chalukah. Shite. We made a chalukah. You get your half, I get my half. And then if you lose, so you lost. I'm not mechuyev to reimburse you a penny. Sure. And Rav Asi says, Ksofim harein kikark, anokla revia bekarka, revia bemois, because that's what he said earlier, Ksofim harein kikarka. So the Gemara is asking, so why did he have to say it a second time? We already know that's what he said. A funny question, not allowed to say the same thing twice. Strange. What does it mean? Noita revia bekarka revia b'mos. So Rashi has two perushim. The last line on Amid, Rashi says, "Lo shirishin shamati." I heard from my Rebbe the first pshat, and the second pshat is his own original pshat. Lish nachmina. The second wide line in Rashi says, "Lamed aleph." Lish nachmina. That's his own pshat, and the first pshat is shamati. That's what he heard from his Rebbe. So, which one does Rashi probably think his pshat is better? But if he heard the first pshat, what does he write the second pshat for? It means he thinks he has a better pshat than his Rebbe. Tosis agrees. Tosis writes, the last line on the Omud, the last line in the Tosis, Rav Asi Misafkale, the last line in the Tosis, Lekach Nerek Losh Nachren. Tosis thinks the second pshat in Rashi is better. Rashi wrote the second pshat, even though Losh Rishon Shamati heard it from his Rebbe, but he came up. His original pshat is the second pshat, and Tosis thinks that pshat is better, fits in better. What are the two pshatim in Rashi over here? So the first pshat in Rashi is not the revia bekarka, or revia bimoes means o revia bimoes, o revia bimoes. Either he pays him revia bekarka, or he pays revia bimoes. Do you ever have a vav that means o? Oh? So Rashi quotes from Yevamah's Daf Nun. Cholatz v'asam maimav and get the ball. It doesn't mean he did all four. Cholatz or asan maima or nasan get or boal. So just like over here, the vav in Mishnei Kibra means either A, B, C, or D. So here, not a revir bekarka or revir b'mas means o revir b'mas. He has to reimburse him only revir. What does it mean, revir? I have to figure out what it means. And that revir that he reimburses him, he has an option of either giving karka or giving mas. That's the first pshat, lo shemishin shamati. That's what he heard from his rebbe. Then lishnachmina is Rashi's pshat, Rashi's own pshat. The Tosfos prefers, they think it's better. Now the revir bekarka, revir b'mas, or revir b'mas. Both. Levad revir bekarka, Rashi. In addition to the revir bekarka, he gives him also revir b'mas. So we'll have to see what's going on here. So let's continue in the Gemara. Nachamol. Let's start again the case, the Yitmar. Lachem Shechokah, the father died, and he only leaves karka. He doesn't leave money in the bank. And the karka they divide 50-50. So I take $500,000 worth of karka, you take. How did that happen? Must be with an apoytiki. Apoytiki is the first amoira. Rav Amar, but the whole chaluka was an error. We thought that it's shove b'shove. One had an apoytiki, one didn't have apoytiki. It's not shove b'shove. So you have to do up with the whole chaluka. So let's say you took $500,000 of karka, I took $500,000, and the Baal Chayv came and he took $250,000, and now we're left with $750,000 worth of karka. You have to make a chaluk all over again. The whole chaluk is batla muvudl, because it was betoyf. So Rabbi understand. Shmuel Amar, you have Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Asi. Shmuel Amar viter. What does it mean? The chaluk is kayam. It's not considered a chaluk betoyf. I don't know why. The way Tosfos says. The way Tosfos says that that one had an apoytike, one didn't. One karka had an apoytike. So it's not shove b'shove. So they made a mistake. I don't know. Usually when there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Nisa Behet and like Shmuel and Dini Maminus. Here we don't pass like Shmuel. I don't understand Shmuel. Why should it be Viter? The Gemara is going to explain something in a minute. And Rav Asi says, we're not sure what he said. Whether you collect revia either karka or cash, or you collect half of what he pays in karka, and half of what he pays revia bekarka plus revia b'mois, adds up to his half. Means that each one of us got a karka $500,000, and the chayv was $250,000. So $250,000 is what, $250,000. So the other brother should share with him. So he should give $125,000. So the $125,000, you divide it. So half of it, his half, the Baal Chayv took $250,000, $250,000. So really we should share equally. $125,000 for me, $125,000 for you. $125,000 that I have to reimburse you, I took the other karka that didn't have their point to keep. So the $125,000 that I have to give you, I have half of it I should give in karka, and half of it I can give in cash. What kind of a story is that? Half. The other pshat was from the half and under 25 that I should give you to make it shove b'shove. I only give half of the 125, and that half, and the other half you lose, and the half that I give you is optional. Either I give you karka or I give you mois. And going to the other pshat, it's not that he only gives him half of 125. He gives him the full 125. Half of it he has to give the karka, half of it he gives in cash. Where does all of this come from? What's the whole issue over here? So the Gemara explains. First they quote the three shittas. Rav Amar batla machlokes. That I understand. Shmuel Amar viter. I don't understand. The Gemara is going to explain it. I don't understand. Should have been a chaluka b'tos. And the third shittah, Rav Asi, with the two pshatim. Not the revir b'karka or revir b'mos. He only pays him from the 125 that he really should have shared. He only pays half of that, and that half he can either give optional, either karka or cash. On the other pshat was no. He gives him the full 125, half of it in karka and half of it in cash. The Gemara is going to explain what it depends on. Rav Amar batel machlek is why. It's a Yerusha. So you have to do the chalukah all over again. Shmuel Amar Vita, why? Kasabach Mishalchalku Lukuchas. Ukalakech Shalobach Rais. Anybody ever hear this? Machlekes Achim Shechoku. The father died. So if each man only has, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they divided Eretz Yisrael. So someone got a karka. He only has one son and one daughter. So when he dies, his son gets the karka. That son only has one son. So he dies, he gets the karka. Each one only has one son. That's very rare. Chad b'chad ad Yeshua ben Nun. The Gemara has such an expression in Gittin. The end of Perek HaShleach. Chad b'chad ad Yeshua ben Nun. There's no chalukah. Normally a person dies. He has more than one son. So the shaila is, when someone dies and the whole Yerusha goes to the Yorish, whoever the Yorish happens to be, fine, so that's a din of Yerusha. But then when you have more than one Yorish, you have two sons, and they make a chalukah, so before you do the chalukah, the estate is what we call tfusas habayis. That's a lashon ha-mishnah in Pchoris. Tfusas habayis. One girsa has a tfusas habayis. Maybe that's the Galatiana girsa. Tfusas habayis. But it's printed with a yud. And other gemaras have tfusas habayis with a vav. Same thing. Tfusas habayis means it's different from shutfim. Let's say we're friendly. I want to open a shoe store. And we need $2 million to open the business. So I'm going to put in $1 million, you're going to put $1 million. We join together, we'll become shutfim. So what's the pshat in shutfim? Half of the business belongs to me, half of the business belongs to you. And therefore I get half of the profits, you get half of the profits. And if you have to put in money to further the business, that's understood. I have to put in half of the money, you have to put in half of the money. But shutfim, the half that's mine is not yours, the half that's yours is not mine. Shaita's Tfusas Habayis is a little different. The father died and he has two Yorshim, so we say the whole Yerusha belongs to the Yorshim. Everything belongs to everybody. If they'll make a Chalukah and then they'll rejoin again, then it'll be Shutfim. Kolzman, they didn't make a Chalukah, that's Tfusas Habayis. So the Mishnayos have differences. What's it doing at the end of Pcheres? The last Perek of Pcheres is all about Maisa Behema. So Maisa Behem is not Noeg B'Shutfis, but it is Noeg B'Tfusas Habayis, because Tfusas Habayis is not the same as Shutfis.
It's a corporation.
Like a corporation, correct. But it's not exactly in secular law, indeed in Machus, a corporation belongs to the dummy corporation, it doesn't even belong to the people. Here it's not the same, but it's along the lines of a corporation. The asset belongs to the Yorshim together. It's a different kind of Yerusha. It's not considered like Shutvim. Different people, I own half and you own half. It belongs to all of us together. So the Gemara has, in a few places in Shas, you have a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Machlokes HaMoraim where they say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. What do you mean Yesh Breira, Ein Breira? What does that mean? So the Gemara has different examples. What's an example of Yesh Breira? Famous example. The fellow buys wine late on Friday afternoon. He needs wine for Kiddush. And he buys wine from people that are kosher, but they're chashurim, they're not trustworthy on Trumas and Maisus. So he can't drink any of the wine. He buys the wine to use it for Kiddush and for Shabbos Shudas. He wants to drink wine Shabbos and Yontif, but he doesn't have enough time on Erev Shabbos to be mafresh to Trumas and Maisus. He doesn't have mind to start pouring the truma in this bottle, the Maaser Rishon in that bottle, the Maaser Sheni in that bottle, and the Maaser Ani, whatever it is. So he makes a declaration. So he says, Shnei Lugan Shani, usually give 2% for truma, then you give 10% of what's left for Maaser Rishon, then you give 10% of what's left after taking that out for Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. So he makes, on his way to Shul, he makes a quick declaration. He says, it's late now, Erev Shabbos, I have no time to start pouring wine. He said, "Shnei lugan shani after havdalah. I'm good. I'm not. I don't plan to die in the next 25 hours." So shnei lugan shani also lahafrish the 2%. He bought 100 lugan. So the 2% that I plan to be mafrish on Mitzvah Shabbos, those droplets of wine should be trumah gedolah now, wherever they are in the barrel, in the container. And the 10% that I plan to pour into a container on Mitzvah Shabbos should be my sevishah now. And then whatever 10% after that, he doesn't know where it is now. The droplets are in the bottle. Everything is all mixed in together. He's going to pour wine on Shabbos. It's going to be from the wine that's going to be left over after eating. Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shalosh Shudas, the wine that's left over, he's going to pour. He knows how much exactly it is. And you're supposed to give me the bein in this. You give 2% for Truma. Echad mechamishim. If you want to be cheap about it, so you give 1 out of 60. If you want to be magnanimous, so you give 1 out of 40. But me, the beninus, you give 2%, you give 1 out of 50. So he says, Shnei Lug, Shani Yosel Lahafrish, the 2% of droplets of wine, wherever they are, I already declare them as Trumah Gdola now. And it's Chal now. It'll be ascertained which the droplets are on Matzoy Shabbos. But he says, whichever they are, I want them to be Tom Truman now, because he wants to drink the wine on Shabbos. Then after Shabbos is over, then he pours into the bottle. So is that legitimate or not? Can you say, Huvra Hadover Lamafreya? You see, if I say like this, I have a barrel of wine, I'm not going to drink the wine till Sunday. And on Erev Shabbos, on Mafrish, I say, Shnei Lugn Shani Yosef Lahafrish, Yiyu Truma Likisha Afrish. And the 10% after the 2% should be Maisei Rishon Likisha Afrish. So you can do Hafrash as Truma Lachazman, just like you can be Mekadosh and Nisha, Harei Mekadosh and Sili Lach Alamed Yom, and then can give his wife a get, Harei Megoresh and Zmeni Lach Alamed Yom. So the Mishnah said, you can be mafresh truma lachazman also. He said, Shnei Lugin Shani Yosef lahafresh, Arein truma likisha afresh. So that is no machlekes. That's not a shy love, yesh breira, ain't breira. The only time it's a shy, he says, I want it to become truma meyachshav. I don't want it to become truma later. Arein truma meyachshav. So do you have the right to say, Huva dovela mafreya? It's not mavura now. When the chalois is taken, when is the chalois truma chal? Now. Before Shabbos, because he wants to drink the wine on Shabbos. So can you have a chalois on the dovish and a mevura? It'll become mevura later. If I say I'm mafresh, the truma should be chalik kishayiz barer. So that's hafrashas truma lachazman. That's not a problem of brera. That's a beferish gemara. Where's the gemara? I forgot already where the gemara is. Shagasai points out here, it's Samach Tes Amir Aleph. Kol Amis Lakek Mizeh, Kol Anilkat Mizeh. If he say, Amafrish the Truma, Likashe is Barer, it should be Truma then. So that's the Gemara, Samach Tes Amir Aleph, that's not a problem of Brer, that's not an issue. Shagasai points out, that's a Beferish Gemara, no Machloikis on that. The only time it's Machloikis is if he wants it to be Chal now, but it's Adai Nene Mevura. It'll only become Mevura later. And what the truma was chal. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Machlekes halacha lemaise. What's the din? Whether you're passing yesh brera, ein brera. Can you have a chalois on the dobe she'ena mevura? So that's a shayla over here. The Gemara has this in different mesichtas. One is in Gitni, you have it, around Av Chafei, and other mesichtas you have. It's a topic that's brought up. So the Gemara has the shayla like this. If a man dies, he only has one son, he dies, he only has one son, he dies, he only has one son, but the Gemara calls Chad Bachadad Yishubin, each person only has one son. So very life is very easy. Life is not so complicated. The one son, Yarshin, is everything, but I'm Arami. It's finished. The Shadis has more than one son. So when the father dies, when the rich uncle dies, the Morish, and then the child gets the Yerusha, that's the din of Yerusha. He acquires Brokar Davua, he takes over the Yerusha. Shaila is, but you have two Yershim, equal. So we call it Tfusas Habayis. So you make a Chalukah. So before we did the Chalukah, all the assets belong to everybody. After the Chalukah, that field belongs to you and this field belongs to me. How did you acquire the ownership that I had in the field? How did I acquire the ownership that you used to have in the field? So the Gemara has a Machlokes. One opinion is Achm Shecholku. You have to have a das makne. When you make a chalukah sayorshim, you have to have a das makne. And the other opinion is, you don't need a das makne. There's a din of Yerusha. When the rich uncle dies, when the rich father dies, the Yerusha goes. At the moment of death, the Yerusha goes to the shul. At the moment of death, it hasn't yet been determined who's going to take which field. But it's already, oymed lekach, each one is going to invest his own way. So when the father dies, it's Tfusas Habayis. They didn't make a chalukah later, they make a chalukah. So we say, Huvra Dovra Lamafreya, Zer Chelka Hamagil Mishor Vishayna Lekach. The death of the father, the death of the rich uncle, triggers the din of Yerusha. When the Morish dies, the property goes to the Yerush, but you don't know which karka I'm going to get, which karka you're going to get when the rich uncle dies. So later on, it'll be in his baris. I say, "Who about Dov Mafreya? Achmi Shachol Kal Yerushimayim." The din of Yerusha means you don't need das makna. You just need to be mevar. Who's going to get which field? That is a gloy Muslim Afreya, that the din of Yerusha that set in at the time of the death of the rich uncle of the Morish, din of Yerusha accomplished that. Meanwhile, till a mekachaluke, it's owned by Tfusas Abayis. All the assets are owned by the Tfusas Abayis. And likeshe yechalku, then this half is going to belong to me only, and that half is going to belong to you only. But how did that happen? How did that change happen? Initially, the first couple months after the father died, it was a Tfusa Abayis on the Shutfas, and then all of a sudden, this is mine, that's it. The Yerusha accomplished that. The Yerusha, you don't need any Das Makna. The Yerusha accomplished two things, that for the meanwhile, it's Tfusa Abayis, and Likashe is Barer, which field is going to, I'm going to walk off with field A, you're going to walk off with field B, so that's also accomplished with the Yerusha, there was no need for Das Makna. So the Gemara links it together with the topic of Yesh Brera and Brera. Tosis points out in Gittin, it's at the end of HaShalech also, it's on Daf Chaf Hei. What's it doing on Daf Chaf Hei? A guy's married to two wives, and then each wife is buying shoes and dresses, and he can't. Each one cost him a fortune, jewelry. He sees he can't afford two wives. So he decides he has to divorce one of them. I didn't make up his mind which one. So he tells the Sefer, write a get for one of my two wives. They both have the same name, Penina. Sure. Rabbi Herschel Schechter's wife's name was Penina. Rabbi J.J. Schechter's father was Herschel Schechter. His mother's name was Penina. Half the girls that I went out with were named Penina. It's a mazel that I didn't marry any of them. Would have been. As it was, there was confusion. It would have been quite a bit of confusion. But Dr. Lamb once made a distinction what one is Herschel Z Schecht and one is Herschel B Schecht. I forgot already. He had some kind of a solution. Yeah. So the so the case of Brera in Gitna Daf Chaf Hei is the both wives have the same name, Penina Bas Eliyahu, and he says, after divorce one of my wives, I can't afford, it's too expensive. He tells the Sefer, write a get, I want to divorce one of my two wives, I didn't decide which one yet. I'll decide later. So at the time the get is written, it has to be written Lishma. At the time the get is written, he didn't decide yet which one he's going to divorce. And they give him a month to decide. So after a month he decides, then you have the right to say, Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that the Sefer wrote the get Lishma. But the Sefer had in mind, Eze Sheretz Agashena. He didn't know at the time. So the Gemara said, that's a Shaila Brera. You say, Huva Adol Mafre, it's called Lishma. So there, he told them in advance, I'm going to make my mind up in a month and have a mind for that one. Or let's say, I'm on my way to Shul on Friday afternoon, I bought this barrel of wine. On my way to Shul, I make an oral declaration. The 2% of the drops of wine that I'm going to pour it into a container on Mitzvah Shabbos after Abdullah should already become Truma Gdola now. And the 10% after the 2% should become my serishin. Those droplets should become my serishin now. And I don't know which the droplets are until after Havdalah. I'm going to pour it into the container. And the next 10% should become my serani, my serisheni, whatever the year happens to be. So I made it tonight in advance. So get laser seretz agashena. Or he says, the droplets of wine that I'll pour on Mitzvah Shabbos should already become Trumanazan. So that's a case of Brera where Hisnu. He made it tonight in advance. Tanai usually works. Tanai, let's say the guy says, I give you a matana, and I say the matana is on the condition that it rains tomorrow. Or I'm a kaddish anisha on the condition that it rains. If it doesn't rain, the kedushin should not be chal, or the get should not be chal. So that's a din of tonight. You can always make it tonight. And the rain or the snow tomorrow will determine whether the kedushin was chal, the kedushin was not chal. So you see that something in the future can affect the past retroactively. The Kedushin will be chal today if it rains tomorrow. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, Kedushin will not be chal today. So you see that there is such a thing. So one Tana holds a Yesh Brera. He learned that from the Parsha of Tana Yesh Brera. That's if Hisnu. By the Achim Shechoku, the father died. Father didn't make any Tanai. The father's not the Balabas. The Balachambavis takes his life. And then the Dinat Torah sets in. The man is not a Balabas to decide when he's going to die. He drops dead. He doesn't kill himself. He drops dead. when he dies, it's not a balabas about the Yerusha. The Yerusha goes automatically. When the rich uncle dies, the Yerusha goes to the nephew, right? It goes to the child. Nobody made any Tanai. So Tosa is not really the same. Tosa proves there are Tanaim and Amoraim who distinguish between the various cases of Tanai. So there's room to argue the point and say when you make a Tanai Hisnu, then yesh brer. But if Lo Hisnu, there's room to say Lo Hisnu, there's ain brer. So this, the Gemara puts this together on the wrong daf, on Tesam and Aleph. What Ohachm Shechoku alukuchasheim, Ohachm Shechoku ayorshim, the Gemara puts it together with the topic of Brera. The issue is when the father, the rich uncle, let's say, when the rich uncle dies, so for the meanwhile, the Nechosim are betfusas habayis, a different kind of shutfus, tfus habayis, like along the lines of a corporation. And then, after 3 months, they decide to make a chalukah. So they say, Huvar Dovan Afrei, at the time of the death of the rich uncle, when the din of Yerusha set in, it set in two stages, that temporarily it's tus habayis, and after Levin is barer, what's the chelik that you're going to take, what's the chelik I'm going to take? So the din of Yerusha accomplishes that's your chelik and that's your chelik, and you don't need any das makna. But you say, no, ha'ach m'shecholka must be lukuchas heim, you do need a das makna. You don't need a kinyan, but you need a das makna. I have in mind, you should be the sole owner. After we make a chalukah, we draw lots, and you win Sada A, and I win Sada B. Fine, we're both fighting. I want Sada A, you want Sada A. So we draw lots, and shine. So after we draw lots, and it's Nizbar, you're going to get A, I'm going to get B. So do you need a das makna that I'm makna my share in the chalik that you're going to get? You don't need a das makna. It's a gloy milson and mafreya that when the din Yerusha set in, when the rich uncle died, when the father died, for the first couple months it's going to be tfus habayis, and after it'll be nizbarer, who's getting what, that's also included in the din Yerusha. Zerachel kahamagiva l'shav rishayin l'akach. You don't need any kinyan, you don't need any das makna. So that's a machloikis there. The Gemara puts it together. Achim shechol ka lukuchas heim, or yorshim heim, depends on this shaila, possibly depends, there's room to distinguish, possibly depends on this shaila of yesh brera, ein brera. Yesh brera, ein brera. How do we paskin? There are different opinions. Those alert in the Dorim, there's a perek in the middle of the Dorim, perek ha-shutfim. All about shutfim, all about brera, so there's, in the Dorim, you don't learn Gemara, just read the Ran. You don't have to read the Gemara. You just read the Ran. The Ran quotes the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ramban. Just read the Ran. He took over the whole Masechta. The Ran took over everything. So on the first daf in Perek Hashutfim, starts on an Amud Beis, there's a gigantic Ran, and he quotes the three opinions, Halacha L'maisa, how do we paskin? And the Rishonim. So one opinion we paskin Yesh Brer. One opinion we paskin Ein Brer. And the Psak, that's Mekubal L'Shulchan Aruch, is the third Shita, that with respect to dinim deraisa ein brer, with respect to dinim derabban and yesh brer. That's the psak hamakubal. Benegit to dinim deraisa ein brer, benegit to dinim derabban and yesh brer.
Das makna,
we make up, we're going to draw lots, and whoever wins field A is going to keep field A. So since we both agreed, and then we draw the lots, so there's obviously a das makna. But you don't need any Maisa Kinyan. Drawing the lots is not a Kinyan. It's just Mavar, because we were both interested in Sada A. So when you draw the lots, there's a Das Makna. So that's Machlag. They really need Das Makna. Achim Shecholka, if it would be Chad Bachad Ad Yishu Benun, there's no Shaila Breira. It's not Chad Bachad Ad Yishu. You have more than one Yerush. So when they divide, is it Achim Shecholka Lukuchas Heim? You need Das Makna. Or Achim Shecholka Yerushim Heim? There's no need for Das Makna. He said, Huvar Adavadam Afreya, when the rich uncle died, the two things were chal. That immediately the first couple of weeks, first couple of months, it's tfusis habayis, and then kishay is barer. What, I'm going to get A and you're going to get B. Then the Yerusha, the din of Yerusha set in, that from now on, this is mine only and this is yours only. I don't own a share in yours. You don't own a share, but there's no need for das mak. So that's the machloikas.
That's theoretical.
They have to make a chalukah.
So
no difference.
Not that
right. So the whole difference only is The whole difference only is if you need a das makna, then when it comes yovel, anything, when I sell a karka to somebody else, then it goes back to yovel. So if you say hach mishalchalku yorshim heim yorshim, so Yerusha doesn't go back to yovel. But if you say hach mishalchalku alakuches, there was alpidin, you didn't need anything extra. They make in the same chalukah. So then it goes back to yovel. Then something happens beyovel. What happens beyovel is a big debate in Rishonim. But the Gemara says something is going to happen when it comes yovel. Chol can be yovel. Yeah. So this shayla, achim shecholku ayorshim or lekuches, is usually in the context of yesh brere, ein brere. Here it's in a totally different context. If the Baal Chayiv took away the karka from one of them and not from the other one, how did that happen? Because he had an apoytiki. Without an apotheke, they're supposed to all share together. And he has no right to take only from one child. That's the Gemara in Yesh Nechlem. He has the right to take a double share from the Bechor and everybody else one share. And if there are 10 children, he divides into 11 portions and the Bechor gets 2/11. Everybody else gets 1/11. So the Bechor takes 1/11 for each child from the Bechor, gets 2/11 of the $1 million that they owe him. Even though it's a little unfair, he's going to have to take 1/11 there, 1/11 there, 1/11 there. It would be better for him that he should get all together. But that's what the Gemara says.
Isn't the Ran asking the Ein Breira, just the Gemara Nedarim is super Breira, that case?
Okay, that's a question, what's the Gemara Nedarim? But the Ran Paskin with respect to Dinam Deraisa, Ein Breira, with respect to Dinam Rabbanu, Yesh Breira.
In the right, that's Nedarim. He holds that Ein Breira. That's what he says, Ein Breira.
With respect,
yeah,
the brera and the dorm is a different case, right. But in general, the Ram Paskin b'deraisa ain brera b'derabbanan yesh brera.
That was the second shita that you brought. The first shita is
there were three shitas, one shita yesh brera, one shita ain brera, and the accepted opinion is that with respect to dinam deraisa ain brera, with respect to dinam abbanan yesh brera.
I don't think there's a shita that says yesh brera. It says we say don't paskin like this mishnah because we hold ain brera. We hold like the mishnah. Lomi tam ei deri liyazer. We really hold Ein Breira, and it's just a separate issue. And he says, Yesh Breira v'deraita, Ein Breira v'derabban. And the third shita is, Ein Breira v'chlal, just we're holding over here because it's a special case.
So we paskin like Dan Shulchanach, with respect to Dinam Deraisa, Ein Breira, with respect to Dinam Rabbanan, paskin Yesh Breira.
The Ran doesn't paskin that way.
I think he does. Yeah.
Doesn't Tosfos have Maseches Beit Zayin, Maseches Gittin, where they're talking about all these Breira stuff that's also totally on whether
the Gemara in Gittin has such a distinction. There are opinions that we distinguish between Tala B'das Atzma and Tala B'das Acherim. Yeah. They're different. You don't have to equate all the cases of Breira.
So does that mean, according to the Rambam of Shulchan Aruch, that we differentiate between Deraisa and Derabbanan? So by Nachola, that's a Deraisa, so we would not apply.
What would not apply?
Breira by
we would say Ein Breira b'deraisa. Yeah, so Tosfos explained, but there's still room to say, so you should say with respect to Yovel, we should say b'deraisa Ein Breira, so Machzirim zelzal b'yovel. Tosfos said there's still room to say Ein Machzirim b'yovel. There's room to distinguish between all the various cases of Breira.
Whether we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, or Tfusas Abayis, are both Yorshim considered full owners, or is it by Yesh Breira, it's a Safek until the Chalukah? Because Lamafreya, it's only one owner.
It's not going to be Lamafreya, it's going to be Mekana Lahabo. Once they make the Chalukah, so Mekana Lahabo, that part is yours and this part is mine. Up until we make the Chalukah, it is Betfus and Sabayas.
Meaning, and both own it completely.
We both own it completely, yeah. Instead of saying that's like Shutfim, that each Shutfim owns part, he's 80% Shutfim, 20% or 50-50, whatever. So by the Tfus Abayis, you say they all own it, they all own all. There are slight differences there because of the fact, a difference for Maisa Beim, a difference for who's called Muchzok, a couple of differences. So the topic, whether Hachem Shecholku or Yorshim or Lekuches, is usually in the context of the discussion of Yesh Breira Ein Breira. So the Gemara is explained, there were three opinions. There's Rab, Shmuel, and Rab Asi. So they go again. The Chazar again. Rab, Omar, Botla, Machloikis. Why? I would have said because of the chalukah b'toes, because one had an apotik and one didn't. So the Gemara doesn't say what I said. Rav Amar Batla Machlokes, why? Because Savar, Ach Mishacholku, Ki Yorshim Havu. Okay, Ki Yorshim, and the chalukah was wrong. Toys and the chalukah, that's probably what it means. The chalukah was b'toes, because one thought there wasn't shavah b'shavah. One had an apotik and one didn't. So you have to do over the whole chalukah. Shmuel Amar Vita, why? If there'll be one son, so chad b'chad ad yishu b'non, that's Yerusha. But if there are two sons, and then they made a chalukah, so when you make a chalukah, kasab ach mishachalku, lukuchas heim. It's as if I sold you the half ownership that I had in your field, and you were makna to me, in exchange for my being makna to you, the half ownership that I have in your field, you were makna to me, the half ownership that you have in my field. So there's a lokeach when I sell real estate to people. Sometimes the Gemara had before. Sometimes you can sell mecha sota lachavet biachrayis. Sometimes mecha lachaveru shalom biachrayis. Did the mecher who sold the karka, did he write, I'm accepting achrayis for this, and in case the field is taken away by my bali chayvis, I will reimburse you all the money? Or did he not accept achrayis? So over here, if you hold Hachem Shechalku, Lukucha same. So he said, but no one accepted any Achrayas on anybody. They weren't talking at all. They just divided. They got a big Yerusha, a big field, or two big fields. And then they divided. They made a Chalukah. He took A, he took B. So it's Hachem Shechalku, Lukucha same. And then no one was Mekabal Achrayas. It should be Shalob Achrayas. So if I sell a sudden Shalob Achrayas, and the field is taken away by my Bal Chayiv, and I sold Shalom Bachras, I don't have to reimburse you. So that's what Shmuel says, Vita. I still don't understand. I would have said like Rav, that the Chalukah in the first place was Betoes. The whole Chalukah was Betoes, because one had an apartik and one didn't have an apartik. I don't know. So here we don't accept, even though usually passing like Shmuel and Dinamam, we don't accept over here. Rav Asi Amar, not to revere Bekarka, revere Bemois. What is that all about? So what does it mean? So Rashi had two pshatim. The first pshat was the Baal Chayv took away karka from you $250,000, $250,000. So if I'm going to share with you, so I should really give you $125,000. But that's a suffix. So misafkalei, the first pshat in Rashi. Ravasi is misupik whether I pay you zero. Maybe the din is vita, maybe I pay you nothing. He's not sure whether Rav is right or Shmuel is right. So if Shmuel is right, vita, I pay you nothing. If Rav is right, I have to pay you $125,000. So if it's a toss-up between $125,000 and zero, the Rashi says, Mom, anam luta besafik cholkim. So that's why I pay you half of $125,000. How much is that? $62,000 with change. Shai. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Is that a din? Maman amuta b'safik cholkim. Is that the din? So Simcha says like that. Yeah, that's on Memvav. Daf Memvav. Simcha says maman amuta b'safik cholkim, and then it could well be that Simcha's pashtet Simcha's will never say it in this case. Simcha only says when there's a drar de mamayna, in this case no drar de mamayna, even Simchas wouldn't say cholkim. So what's that piece over here? Rashi says, Maman amuta besafik cholkim, if it's the suffix, if I owe you zero, or 125,000, so I pay zero? I'm a mukhzok. So Taisus says the kasha, the bottom Taisus, the l'shaykh be'amot samcheir alav harai. Why not? Why not? So Rabbi Kivega says, look in the Taisus. This Rabbi Kivega, instead of being on the Gemara, should have been on the Taisus. On the bottom Taisus, where it says L'shach be'amotz machavel avaraya, so Rabbi Kivega should have written Ayin Taisus Baba Basra Samach Bey Samach Bey Dibra Maschal Itma. Taisus asked that question. Why don't you say Amotz machavel avaraya? So they say they don't agree with Rashi that this is an application of the rule of Mamun Amutu B'Savchak. There is no such rule. If one is Muchzak, you took Sada A, I took Sada B, and the Baal Chayv took away your Sada, and it's a Sveika Dedina, Rav Asi is not sure whether Rav is right or Shmuel is right, whether I pay 125 or I pay zero. So I'm Muchzak, I shouldn't have to give you anything. So Tosis writes there that they collect different cases in Shas where the din should have really been, the suffix mam should have been amar tamar melef araya, and the chachamim made a takana that it should be achloku. But it's not that we're applying the age-old principle that doesn't exist. Amam and amuta b'suffix chachamim, there is no such principle. And even according to Sumchas that there is, he would never apply it in this case. There's no drada mamayna here. This is a special, that's the Tosis. They said there are certain cases in the Gemara where the din should have really been Hamotzim Mechavel of Harai, and the Muchsik should keep the money, and they made a takana that it should be Achloku. So that's the first pshat in Rashi. Ravashi is Mesapkalei, whether Rav is right or Shmuel is right. Is Rav right that Batla Machloik is? I have to make a chaluk, I have to give you $125,000 worth of kaki. You have to do the chalukah all over again. Chalukah was a chalukah b'toyes. Or do you say, no, it's like lukuchas, shalom b'achrai, so I give you zero. So you split in half, and he pays him half of $125,000. He pays him the $62,500, the change, fine. $62,500 with the $250, whatever it is they have. Yeah, and that can either has a brevi. It can either give karka, it can give kish. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Then the second pshat in Rashi is not. What do we have in the Gemara? Misafkale Ravasi is not sure. Iki Yorishim Damu is Rav right. So you got to pay the whole 125. Okay, Lekuchas Damu Shalom Bachrais, and you pay zero. So Hilkach, since it's a toss up between 0 and 125, you say Momen Abu Devesafik Cholkim. Not the age-old principle, make a takana that it's going to be chokin. We're not applying a din. The din doesn't exist. Shouldn't apply it. Takana the Rabban Hilkach not the Revi'a B'Kaka or Revi'a B'Moz. He pays. What's the Lishnach Rina Rashi? The Lishnach Rina Rashi, it's not it's a toss-up between $0 and $125,000. It's a toss-up between Lekuchas B'Achrayis, not a toss-up between Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi holds Yerushim, and Shmuel holds Lekuchas Shalom B'Achrayis. It's a viter. So, Ravasi is Mesapkale, whether Rab is right, or the third alternative. Shmuel is for sure wrong. He's not considering the possibility Shmuel is right. Because Lekuchas Shalom B'Achrayis, that doesn't make any sense. It's just Ravasi is Mesafkale. He is chayv the $125,000. But Bitoris what? Does he give it Bitoris Rav that the whole Chalukah is Batlam of Utl because Chalukah Bitoris? He has to give him $125,000 worth of karka that he got Birusha from the father. You have to do the Chalukah over again? Well, no, it's like Lukuchas Beachrayas. He has to pay him cash. So 125, for sure he has to give him. The only toss-up, does he give B'Torah's Lokeach B'Achrayis, he can make out a check. Or is it B'Torah's Yorshim, he has to give him Karka. So you don't say Hamotzim Machaber. Torah says, why don't you say Hamotzim Machaber Alef Arai? Torah has already said, they think the second shot in Rashi is better. Kach Nimer Kelosh Nachman. Second shot in Rashi is better. The second shot in Rashi is, for sure he has to give him $125,000. Just a shaila, whether he gives it, has to give him karka, or he can give him cash instead. So we say, half of it should be cash, half should be karka. So he can't say, Hamotzim Machavel of Arai. He owes him the money anyway. Just the question, how he has to pay it. Is it B'Toiras Lokeach B'Achrai, so he can make a check for $125,000? Or is B'Toiras Batla HaChalukah? So you have to give him karka that he got Birusha from the father. So you say, give half like this, half like that. So you can't say, Hamotzim Machavel of Arai. Whenever for sure you have to pay, just a shaila of how you pay. So you have to lose that money. So that's what Rashi's second shot is. So you split it in half. Half of the $125,000 you give it in cash, the other half like Lekuchas B'Achrayis, and the other half you give in the original karka. One quarter like this, one quarter like that, and it adds up to $125,000. So that's what the Gemara said. If that's what Ravasi is referring to, with that cryptic, enigmatic statement that he makes, Ksofim Harem Kekarka, and he doesn't say what he's talking about. He's talking about Racham Shecholko, Baba Chavanot Chelke Shalecha Me'em. So Hamarachar Zimna, he already said it and explained it better. So why did he make such a mysterious statement? Safa Marein Kekar. Mara says, no, all he meant to say was that I agree with Rav Huna. That's all. Rav Huna said, okay, Safa Meita, he's saying the thing. Alamai Harein Kekar Kalinya Meita. That's what he meant. I, why doesn't they Bechein? Ein Mazak Azai, Bechein Am Rabas. That's what it should say. Bechein Am Rabas. What's the issue whether you consider them like Lukuchas Biachrais? If you all Achim Shechol Kwa Lukuchas, so there were two versions. Shmuel holds like Lukuchas Shaloi Biachrais. And then the second shot in Rashi was that Rabasi holds maybe it's Kulukuchas Biachrais. What's that Shaila? Whether Lukuchas Biachrais or Lukuchas Shaloi Biachrais?
They didn't
agree. They never agreed to anything.
But,
yeah.
We say Achrais to a sofer. So we assume somebody sells.
There are different kinds of achrayas. We assume achrayas to a sefer, that means I write a document, I borrowed $500,000 from you, and I never write, so we pass, and that's self-understood. The sefer didn't write it, it's a scribal error. The sefer forgot to write it, but it's self-understood that there is achrayas. He would talk in a different achrayas. Here, I sold you a karka, and it may be taken away from you by my malve. The malve, if I don't have any money to pay, so the malve is going to take away from Shiba Nechassim. But I sold you the karka. I never said one way or the other. But I'm selling bi achrayas anan. So it's a different kind of achrayas. It's a different kind of achrayas. So what's the machlokes? If you hold achm shecholku alukuchas, because you hold ein brera, so you hold lukuchas, so what's the shad? No one accepted any achrayas. Should it be achm shecholka lukucha shelo b'achrayas? I should say no. It's understood they're dividing a Yerusha over here. So it's supposed to be shavu b'shavu. It's supposed to start off a shavu b'shavu. What you do with it later is each one does on his own. But it's supposed to be shavu b'shavu. Then it comes out it wasn't shavu b'shavu. So maybe it's self-understood that it's lukuchas b'achrayas, that it should be fair. Otherwise the chalukah was not fair. So this machlekes wa achim shecholko lekuchas achim shecholko ayorshim. The Gemara puts it together with yesh brera ein brera, but the Gemara puts it together when it gets to machzirim beyovel. If achim shecholko alukuchas cause ein brera, then yovel sets in. Whenever you sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, sell karka in America, there's no din of yovel. Sell karka today in Eretz Yisrael, also no din of yovel. Yovel is only an egg. Bisman should call Yisrael Aleh. So Bisman shall Yovel no egg. If you sell, if you Yachm shecholku, akalukuchas, so then it'll be machzirim biyovel. Yachm shecholku is yesh brera. So Yachm shecholku is yorshim. So the Yovel issue would not apply. So that the Gemara relates to yesh brera and brera. This Gemara Tosfos relates it because the words are the same. Tosfos in Bchoris, I think on that daf memches. The Tosfos Bchoris relates it to the topic of Yesh Brera Ein Brera, because the words are the same. The Gemara never said that this depends. Tosfos puts it together with the other Shaila. That for sure depends on, that the Gemara says depends on Yesh Brera Ein Brera. So Tosfos said this topic also, whether Yorshim Alukuchas also is related to the Brera, Yesh Brera Ein Brera. Okay, the next Gemara is an easier Gemara. The next Gemara is a totally unrelated topic. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Huna. The same people, Rav Huna, but it has nothing to do with anything that preceded. B'mitzvah ad shlish. When you have to spend money to do a mitzvah, guys to shake a lulav, guys to like tefillin, so you have to spend ad shlish. If it's going to cost him up until 1/3 of his total assets, he has $1 million in the bank, and in order to lake tefillin today, he has to spend a third of $1 million. So he's mechuyev, so be it. He has to spend up until a third of $1 million. The Gemara says, what? $30 million to lay tefillin today. That's unreasonable. What do you mean? 1/3 of his total assets he has to spend. That's not reasonable. If so, if it happens that three mitzvahs come his way, then for the first mitzvah he has to spend up until 1/3. 1/3 of a million, second mitzvah, 1/3 of a million, third mitzvah, 1/3 of a million. He's left with nothing. The Gemara thinks that it's not mistaber. So what is the din? That's not mistaber. So what is the din? The din is almost the same. The Taktos is quotes from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun. So in the Gemara, Pashim Shat, means if you're giving to charity, so you shouldn't give away too much money to aniyim, stuck into aniyim. If you're going to give away too much stock, you shouldn't give more than 1/5 of your total savings. If you're going to give more than 1/5, you'll become poor. So what's the chachma? You give all the money to the other guy, you'll become poor. So just shifting the aniyas. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to give more than chaymish. It says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Shita Mekubetzes, and that Gemara Ksubas Daf Nun, when they make appeals for yeshivas, so they know to mention. Shita Mekubetzes said, that's only if you're giving tzedakah to aniyim, but if you're giving to support yeshivas, so this svara doesn't apply. Shema Yeyoni, Yitzarach Labriyas, doesn't apply. You're permitted to give more than chaymish. When you give for yeshiva, you can give more than chaymish. If you become poor, you'll become poor. You're not mechuyev to give more than chaymish, but you're permitted to give.
Shouldn't
make less sense to give more for yeshiva because you're still on the chance of becoming an ani, and there's no other ani that you're helping. Yeah, but on the other hand, if I'm giving to aniyim, so I want to solve the problem of poverty. But if by giving to aniyim, I'm going to make myself an ani. So charity begins at home. So why do you give to those aniyim? Worry about yourself. You shouldn't become an ani. But if you're going to support her, that's a different mitzvah. That's not tzedakah aniyim. So even if you'll become poor, you'll become an ani, but you did the other mitzvah. If you give to aniyim and you yourself become money, then it's foolish. You didn't solve the problem of poverty. You just shifted it. Instead of them being aniyim and you being an usher, so you made yourself an ani. But if you're giving to the tzedakah to the yeshivas, that's a different thing. Maybe you're not mechuyev to do it. Maybe it's not a smart thing to do. But it's not exactly the same as the original din of Amavazim. So the original Gemara Amavazim goes on giving tzedakah to aniyim. And it doesn't even go on giving money to yeshivas. But the Ramo quotes it in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Lulav, that you're not mechuyev to spend more than chomesh to buy a lulav. And if it costs you more than chomesh, you're not mechuyev, so you won't shake a lulav this year. You're not mechuyev to do a mitzvah if it's going to cost you more than 1/5 of your total savings. So it's not so far off from what the Gemara said. The Gemara thought that you're mechuyev to give up until 1/3 of it total. That's unreasonable. So what the Psak is also a little unreasonable. You have to give up until 1/5. So five mitzvahs come your way, so you'll be wiped out.
Is it 20% of your remaining assets after?
So Tosfos says it's really, that's Isa Raisa de Rebbe. Rebbe says when you marry off a daughter, so it's understood that a man died and his daughters are getting married. So we assume if the father would have been alive, he probably would have given 1/10 of his total savings to marry off the daughter, to give the daughter a wedding present. So even if the father died, so he gave the girl 1/10 of the Yerusha. So the Gemara says if he has 10 daughters, so and he has sons, he has 10 daughters and sons, so it comes out the daughters take all the money, the sons get nothing. The Gemara says, not exactly true. The first daughter gets 1/10 of $1 million, the next daughter gets 1/10 of what's left. Next one gets 1/10 of what's up, so you're still going to be left with a lot of money. But still, that's called the Saraisa de Rebbe. Each daughter gets 1/10 of the assets that are left after the previous daughter got married. But still, it's going to be a lot of money. So the Gemara said it can't be 1/3, that's unreasonable. So what's the din of 1/5? Those are pretty unreasonable. Also very unreasonable. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to give the 1/5. Ela the Gemara says, no, El Amar Abzeira, he's talking about Hida Mitzvah Shlish. Okay, good. Here there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and there's just Shvera Rosh. There's a problem how to read the Rosh. Okay, we got to run to Mincha.
Rebbe, Rebbe went to the Shuvah this Gemara. If they have the surgery now, we can re-attack.